So, I wanted to go back a little bit. I want to talk some more about the Tosfos, very important Tosfos about the Chatif and Nas Nevela. Tosfos said that we only say Chatif and Nas Nevela, but welcome that the Easter itself is Mispashit. The Loshin Tosfos was Duni the Tipus Cholo. I wanted to be Medaik in Tosfos, Duni the Tipus Cholo. The Tosfos is explaining why we only say Chatif and Nas Nevela, but welcome Shisha Yochel Mispashit. Because Chaticha Nas Nevela has to be Dumi the Tipus Cholov, meaning it's based on Basav V'Cholov. And by Basav V'Cholov, the Svar is that if the Cholov is not there, then it's not Basav V'Cholov. The Shem Basav V'Cholov is Pakim. So since that's the paradigm, the whole idea of Chaticha Nas Nevela is based on Basav V'Cholov. Otu Basav V'Cholov, like the Ran also said, it's Otu Basav V'Cholov. So Nevela, in Basav V'Cholov, it's a Svar. That the Mokim, that there's no Cholov, it's not Basav V'Cholov. That's what I wanted to say yesterday in Tosfos. So first of all, just to show you the idea, the Etzim Nidoim is Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Sum, the Raisa or the Rabbonim. If it's the Rabbonim, is it the Raisa or is it the Rabbonim? It's a steer in Tosfos. Tosfos and Kufam Abeis is Dan, how are they Magal Klei Midyon? Why wasn't there a problem with Chaticha Nas Nevela? Because when they were Magal Lekelim, so the time went out into the water, and the water was Nas Nevela, because Pashas, the water doesn't have Shishim connected. The water in the pot does not Shishim connected the pot. So how are they Magal? And if they waited 24 hours, then they wouldn't need Hagol at all, Midiraisi. So Taisha there is done in that question. So that Taisha seems to be assuming that Chaticha Nas Nevela is a Din Deraisa. If it's not a Din Deraisa, then what then it's nothing to do with Klei Nidyon. So there's a Rekeges and Daik from that Tosfos. The Tosfos holds that Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Sum is a Din Deraisa. If it's a Din Deraisa, then it's not Otto Boss of a Cholov. It's a Din Deraisa in its own right. That's not like I'm saying. On the other hand, Tosfos on Kuf Chesem Beis says Beferish that Chaticha Nas Nevela, he's talking about Shari Sum, is a Derabonim. He doesn't say it's Otto Boss of a Cholov. And he doesn't say that by Boss of a Cholov it's Deraisa. He may be and maybe no. But there Tosfos says Beferish. That Chaticha Nas Nevela, and he's talking about Shari Surim, is only the Rabban. So Sam should steer in the Tosfos. But if my chat in the Tosfos here is correct, that Chaticha Nas Nevela with Shari Surim is Otto Basa Bechola, that'll be like Tosfos and Kuches, that Chaticha Nas Nevela with Shari Surim is the Rabban. The Emes is Tosfos Rosh, I think, is doing a different Mahalach altogether. And maybe that's the chat in Tosfos as well already. Let's take a look at Tosfos Rosh inside, because I think it's very major things. It's a couple of lines, but I think there's a lot to extract from it. It's fast, that a club on the base. So in my Gemara, it's Omud Lamed Gimel, and it's the second of the four columns. So, the Tosfos Rosh tracks the Tosfos very much. But anyway, he says, he's busy with this issue when you have Bosser and you bring Maleichet and then the Seer and Dam and it's the Shuman could be Mepheya upwards and there's Dam and there's in the Shuman, so why don't you say Chatichat Nas Nevela? He says, no, that's what he's talking about. So let's pick it up. The last word in the line is Umil. It's towards the bottom, Umil. We only say Chaticha Nas Nevela where the Oyser is also mispashit together with the Nesar. It was like by the Tipa and the first Chaticha, the Tipa is the Oyser. The Chaticha that was Nas Nevela is the Nesar. So the Nesar, the Oyser, is being mispashit in the Kdeira, the Tipus Cholov is being mispashit in the Kdeira, together with the Nesar, together with the original Chaticha. The lesson is, Kigain Tipus Cholov Shinochla Chaticha, Shitama Tipa mispashit Becholah Chatichas. When he shain la Tipa Koyach Lesser Shara Chatichas. And even though the Tipa by itself doesn't have the Koyach to Asa the other Chatichas, because it's bottled right. But Oyser Chaticha Shin Nesra, the original Chaticha, that was Nesar from the Tipa, Misayas Latipa La'isum. That's his formulation is that the Nesar is Misayea to the Oyser, the Aser, everything else. So there's a few diukim here. I want to go through the few diukim. First of all, I'll go through the diukim from the more poshut to the less poshut. First of all, there's a diuk. The lashon of Tosfos was dumi the deepest chol. So that I thought was mashma Tosfos in the sinas tam. Why do you need that the chol that the yisur is mispashut? Because it has to be dumi the deepest chol. The lashon of Tosfos Rosh is just kigoyin deepest chol. Kigoyin is a much weaker lashon. Kigoyin deepest chol sounds like just giving me an example. Meaning the din of chaticha nas nevela is only in cases that are similar. It's only in cases where the oyser is mispashit, where the oyser is mispashit together with the nesar. Like for example, you have batipas cholov. Not mashman tais rosh, but he's saying that it starts with basu b'cholov and everything else, and that basu b'cholov is the reason. Basu b'cholov is just an example. It sounds the tais rosh is mashman, not like I was saying yesterday. The Tosfos doesn't mean the reason why you need the Oyser Shemi is Pashut B'chol HaChaticha is because it has to be Dumi the Tipus Chol. He's saying an independent Sar. The Oyser only asks when it goes together with the Nesa. He says, for example, like you find by Tipus Chol. And he gives that as the example because the Sugi of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, or at least one of the two Sugis of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, is the Sugi of Tipus Chol. Where do we find in the Gemara the Din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela and Daf Kuf Ches by the Mishnah of Tipus Chol? So it says Tosfos. And what's the case over there? The cholov is mispashut b'chol akdeira. So the din of chaticha nas nevela, I think he says Tosfos Rosh, is in cases like the sugi of chaticha nas nevela. And since we see in the sugi of chaticha nas nevela, it's talking about a case where the tipus cholov is mispashut b'chol akdeira. So he says that's what chaticha nas nevela is like in general, because that's what we find in the Gemara. But he's not saying that this is the reason because it has to be dumi the basu b'cholov. Kigoyin is with me. Dumi the tipus cholov is in the sinas tam. Kigoyin just means this is an example. And once we see that in Tosfos Rosh, then it could be that's what Tosfos means too. Dumi is it could mean like the Tosfos Rosh. Dumi the tipus cholov means like we find in the Gemara. The case of Hanan in the Gemara is the case of tipus cholov. So that's the case of chaticha nas nevela. But not that it's nothing to do with the sora that I said yesterday that it comes from basu b'chol. That's number one. And in fact, it's very important in Tosfos Rosh that it really has nothing to do with Basu B'cholov per se. Because when he says the Hasbara of the Sisai, he talks in terms, even when he's talking about Tipus Cholov, even about Tipus Cholov itself, he doesn't talk in terms of, well, if there's no Cholov, so it's not Basu B'cholov, like the story that I said yesterday. He talks in generic Eiser V'Neser terms. Terms that could be applied to Nevela and to Shari Surim. When he's explaining the Din, that we only say Hanan b'mokum that the Isser is mispashut b'chol akdeira, and he's talking about tipus cholov because that's his example. But the way he says, he doesn't say, well, you don't say Hanan if the tipa is not mispashut b'chol akdeira, and then I would understand because it's not possible b'cholov al derech. I said yesterday that's not what he said. He says you don't say Hanan with b'mokum that the tipa is not mispashut. He says why? Because the din of Hanan means that the neser is misayeya to the oyser not to be mispatel. But if there's no oyser, then there's no chanan. So I think it's meduik takin Tosfos Rosh, not like I said yesterday. That it's nothing to do with the special features of basu b'cholov, that if there's no cholov, it's no longer basu b'cholov, and so he's saying a svara klavus, a hakdara in chanan in general. And he's saying, you know why chanan needs that the tipa shum is basu b'cholov there? You know why it means that the Isser should be mispashit b'chol achaticha in order to say Hanan? So he says, because the types of Hanan, the definition of Hanan is that the Nesar is mesayeya to the Isser not to be mispashit. So So that, for example, by tipus cholov, the cholov asked the basa. Now it goes into a keter. The cholov now should be misbatal, because now the cholov is misbatal to cholov keter. It ought to be misbatal. But since the cholov asked the first chaticha, and the first chaticha is not misbatal in the keter, first of all, because maybe there's not 60 kenegdoi. We're actually in the Gemara, the case is, even if there is 60 kenegdoi, but it's going on andomer and min bemino lebotel. So the basar is min bemino, it's not botel in the keter. So the basar, the original chaticha, the chaticha rishona, is not botel in the keter, but the cholov should be botel in the keter. So he says, no, since the cholov already asked the chaticha rishona, so now the chaticha rishona, that's the ne'esar, is misayeya to the tipa, which is the oiser, because the tipa asked the boser. So the tipa is the oiser, that's the relationship. The tipa is the oiser, the boser is the nesar. Since the tipa asked the boser, so now the boser is misayeya, since the boser is not bottom look there, because it's min beninoi, it's misayeya to the tipa that it was nesar machmosa, that the tipa also shouldn't be bottom look there, and therefore the tipa remains here, and now and the hok there is, the hok there is also. That's what it says in Isis Hirosh. It's a formulation for this one. And therefore he said, that's the reason why, that's the definition of Chanan. And Mimele it follows that Chanan only makes sense if the Oyser is here, it's just in danger of being misbattled. So the Nesar is Nesayeya to the Oyser, that the Oyser shouldn't be misbattled. But what if the Oyser is not here at all? Like in the case of Tzlik, the Klipo, Fisko, or the Dam that can't go upward. Here, there's no Dam at all on the top of the Chaticha. There's no Oyser, the Oyser doesn't go past the Klipa. There's no Iser at all. If there's no Oyser at all, then the Nesar can't help us because it's not here. The Nesar can help the Tipa's Cholov not to be Misvatel. But if the Cholov is gone, then the Nesar can't do anything for it. It's dead. Tchis Amesim, the boss can't make it. And that's the Pshat why Hanan doesn't apply the Mokam Shein Iser Yochel La'av. It's mamish, the simple, I'm just translating what it says in Pesach. So just a few things. First of all, before just some preliminary work. A few preliminary questions. First of all, why is the cholov called the oiser vis-a-vis the basa? In that original chatikah, it says the tipa is the oiser, the basa is the nesa. The tipa asked the basa, so now the basa can help the tipa not to be misbattled. Why do we look at it that the tipa asked the basa? The basa asked the tipa too. Like, why do you look at it that the tipa is oiser the basa? The basa is oiser the tipa. That's basa the cholov. They asked each other. The answer is, yeah, nechadam. The tipa asked the basa, and the basa asked the tipa. And if the basar, and if this tipa's, if this chaticha would fall into a pot full of milk, then the tipa's cholov would return the favor, and the tipa's cholov would misayeh to the basar not to be misbatel. But here the case is that it fell into a bunch of meat. So it's the basar that can't be misbatel, it's the basar that's not going to be batel. The cholov could be misbatel. So, but since the basar was nesar the day of the tipa, so the nesar is misayeh to the oyster not to be misbatel in this pot of basar, which is mimimini with the basar. Once again, if the same case would be, you had a tipa's cholov fell into a piece of meat, and now it fell into a huge vat of milk, so that the meat could be bottled right, but the milk can't because it's min beminoi, so then faket, then the milk would be misayin to the basar, not to be misbatel, and it would ask it there. But that's the rule, that the oiser, the nesar is misayin to the oiser, not to be misbatel. Yeah, then there's another preliminary question, just to get out of the way, which is, what do you need this for? By the case of tipa's cholov, why do I need to say that the basar helps the tipa not to be misbatel? And what if the tipa would be misbatel? But the basar is also mitzar atzmai. Why does the nasa dekteri mitzar atzmai? Basar b'cholov, the basar is also mitzar atzmai. Okay. That was one of the theories how to explain chaticha nasa nevela by basar b'cholov. That is taka because the basar is nasa mitzar atzmai. Like those who show you the whole Rabbeinu Ephraim Moshe, who says that chaticha nasa nevela really only said by basar b'cholov. Or the Ran, who says that Chaticha Nasavela was only said midaraisa by Bosa B'cholov. By Shari Tzum, it's Ota Bosa B'cholov. So they clearly understood that by Bosa B'cholov there's a special svara that since the Bosa became Nesem Mitzar Atzmai, that's why it asks the rest of the Kteir. The Rosh is not learning that way. The Tosha Rosh is saying, it's not a special svara by Bosa B'cholov. It's a generic svara that the Neser is Messiah to the Oysen Atani Misbatel. But do I need this generic svara? Why not say a particular svara by Basu B'cholov Taka, like Rabbi Ephraim and the Ran presumably hold, that since the Basu is Nesem Mitzar Atzmai, so who cares that the Cholov is bottled, but the Basu asks? I think the answer is that the Tosher Rosh holds, that even though the Basu is also Mitzar Atzmai, it's only also Mitzar Atzmai, because man the Cholov is not bottled. But if the cholov would be bottle, then it would be ice cholov. That's another word. Ice means out. Another case where the samach at the end turned is, in English became a t. Ice is out. Fuss is foot, but that's a general. The samach at the end of the word very often becomes a t. It doesn't have to be, but it could be. Anyway, that's what the. So apparently, Tosfos Rashi holds that if the cholov will be bottle, it will be ice bottle of the cholov. That the Rabbi Ephraim and the Ram, they don't think that way. They think that even if the cholov is bottle, it's not ice bottle of the cholov. The bottle now is now osim itzar atzmai, and that is the real svar of chatich nas nevela midiraisa. That's what chatich nas nevela means. But Tosfos Rashi is not the way. Tosfos Rashi holds chatich nas nevela is not a bottle of the cholov because svar. It's a generic svar in all isurim. And it's the same svar that you have by Shari Yisurim, that you have, for example, by Bosu B'Cholov. And the svar is that really, if the Cholov would be bottle, you'd be home free. But since the Cholov already asked the Chaticha Rishayna, so the Nesar is Messiah to the Oyster not to be bottled, not to be bottled. The Luzan Nukarim Chaticha Nasis in the way. As Mamish Kame Hilchas and Rito from this Taisi Rosh, besides this, you see from the Taisi Rosh. But he holds what he doesn't hold. He beferish does not hold that chaticha nas nevela is a special bosa becholok the kusar. It's a generic svarish and a nesa that the nesa is mesayah to the oisah shalai lispah. Secondly, we see hagdara. What does chaticha nas nevela mean? The normal translation of chaticha, normally you had a most, what's the standard interpretation? The standard of theory of chaticha nas nevela is that the nesar. Is that the chaticha becomes also mitzar atzmai. And you have pork and beans, so even though the beans only became also because of the pork, but now that the beans are also mitzar atzmai when they ask their other beans. That's the standard interpretation of chaticha nasis nevela. And in that interpretation, it really shouldn't matter if the pork is gone. The beans already became also, now they're also mitzar atzmai. The Tosfos Rashi is saying, no, that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that the beans became osu mitzar atzmam. Had the beans become osu mitzar atzmam, then they would aser even if the pork is completely gone, even if b'makom she'ein ha-pork yochel halach. But the beans already became osu. Says the Tosfos Rashi, that's not the pshat. The pshat is not that the beans became osu mitzar atzmam. The beans are just misayeya to the pork not to be misbatel if you put them into a big pot of beans. Because since the beans are not misbatel, so they're misayeya, and the beans, the original beans, were nesar from the pork, so they're misayeya to the. So the nesar is misayeya to the oyser, not to be misbatel when you take a can of pork and beans and you throw it into a big vat of beans. So really, by rights, the pork now should be bottle. But since the original can of beans became nesar machmas the pork, they're misayeya to the pork to aser the whole thing. But what's really causing the iser? Not the beans, the pork. The pork ought to be bottle. The original beans are misayeya to the pork shaloy lezbatel. And therefore, says the Tosfos Rashi, but that's only if the pork is here. But mamalkin that the pork is any yochel halach. So then the beans can't help. The beans can't help the pork if the pork is gone. The Tosfos is explaining, and that's really the oimek what Tosfos Rashi is saying. Don't think that chaticha nas nevela means that the beans become also mitzar atzma, and therefore they can ask you even if the pork is gone. No, the beans are only misayeh to the pork. But if the pork's not here, then there's nothing to be misayeh, and that's the pshat in Tosfos Yisoy that we don't say chanad b'mokem she'ani esi yochel lahalach. This is mamish big. I think it's a bombshell in the Dinei Chaticha Nas Nevela. And it could very well be this is what Tosfos means too. I mean, Tosfos Rashi, by the default setting, is that to what Tosfos and Tosfos Rashi are saying the same thing. Tosfos Rashi is just a version of Tosfos, a madur of Tosfos. Tosfos Rashi is the Tosfos, the version of Tosfos that they learned in the Rosh's Yeshiva. So the Lashon, we touched a little bit, the issue has come up a little bit. What's the relationship between Chanan and Nepach? Nobody Tam Kinka, the Rishonim hold from Nepach, Rabbein Tam, Rashi, they have to say the Nepach, the head of Nepach, who is also. And now we have Chanan, also somehow the when you have pork and beans, the beans become osir, and now you have to be rabbi the beans. Is there a relationship between Chanan and Nepach? So I said already in the past, there's not a technical relationship. It means no technical hechad from one to the other. The din of Nepach is when the beans are still here with wool. The din of Nepach in the Rishonim, by Tam Kikar, Nepach? What's the case of Nepach, the regular, the original, going way back to Tam Kippur? What's the case of Nepach? The case of Nepach is that you had, let's say, a can of pork, a can of beans with some pork inside, and you know, these beans. And it's still there, the pork is still there, and it's still more than shishim, and it's still nice and top. And then I ate a kezias of the mixture. But I didn't eat a kezias of pork, I only ate a kezias of pork and beans. That's in the Nepach. Since the pork is nice and tame in the beans, and it's still nice and tame now, it's still being nice and tame. So therefore, now the pork and beans become osir, and the nepach liyets osir, and now I'm chayim and a kezayis of the mixture. Those who shouldn't hold from nepach, that's what they mean. Hanan is a different case. Hanan is a case where the pork has now been diluted out, and all I have is a tiny amount of pork that's no longer nice and tame in the beans. And do I say that nonetheless, right, the case keep us cholov, right? It's mispashit into the rest of the kedera, and now I have much less than it's no longer nice and tam. The pork is no longer nice and tam, but the beans are nice and tam. Which means the beans are not bottled in the pot. So do I say the beans are nas in the veil and the yas in the whole pot? So it's different cases. You could hold from nepach and say, yeah, but it's nepach, so it only calls mind the pork is nice and tam and the beans. But if it's no longer nice and tam, then it's no longer nepach. So you don't have to hold from chana. And you could hold for carrot, you could hold from Hanan and say it's only the Rabbanan, it's nothing to do with Nepach, with being like it. So of course there's no formal mathematical connection. But conceptually they do seem, at least Pashkof Rishon, conceptually they do seem reminiscent of each other. They both have in common this notion that the beans are Nepach to be pork. And there are Takachayim who want to make this connection. I found some Aramakayimis, if you want, the Placey in Simon Tzadik Beis, Simon Cotton Tess. And Rav Aaron and Chulin and Amud Kuf Tzadik Vav, which is probably part of a longer shtickle of it, they make this connection that the yisoid of Chatir Nas Nevel is Nepach. Lefi the Tais Rosh, I think it's Mefeirish, not true. The Tais Rosh says, that's exactly what Tais Rosh is coming with Pukki from. Tais Rosh says, had the din of Chatir Nas Nevel meant that the beans become also, the beans are Nepach to be pork, then who cares if the pork is gone? The beans were nepach to be pork. Says the Tosfos, that's not the pshat. The beans are not nepach to be pork. The beans are just misayeya to the pork, not to be misbatal. But the thing that asa the pot is the pork. With the siyua, it's the pork going to be batal b'roid. So the beans, which are not batal b'roid, and which were already nesar, machmas the pork, so then they're misayeya to the pork, not to be misbatal, and not to be misbatal in the large pot. But the oyster remains the pork, and therefore b'mochin she'ein the she'ein is yochal halach. Then there's no chatir to nasin available, because all you're left with is the nesar, and the nesar is not also mitzar asma. I think in this place of Rosh it says havon and chatir to nasin available, which is beferish saying that it has absolutely nothing to do with nepach. It's a different story altogether. This is why the Ran he rejects this pshat, because the Ran holds chatir nas nevel is built on basa v'cholov, it's otu basa v'cholov, and if it's otu basa v'cholov, no, it's a real chatir nas nevel is special by basa v'cholov. Shari's room, it's otu basa v'cholov. Well, if chatir nas nevel is otu basa v'cholov, then it does probably have to do with the idea that the basa is nepach li also mitzad atzma. And therefore, by Shari Surim, where you don't formally have that, the beans really shouldn't be nepach. But otu basa v'cholov, we look at them as if it's like basa v'cholov. The basa is nepach to be also mitzad atzmai. So every chanan is otu basa v'cholov. We look at the beans as if they become also mitzad atzmai. So therefore, it says their answer. Who cares if the pork is here or not here? Like what's the difference? That's not the issue. That's not what chatir nas nevelim. That's exactly chatir nas nevelim. Exactly means that who cares now about the pork? The beans became also mitzad atzmai. Who cares about the tipa? The busser is also mitzad atzma. Therefore, the Ran rejects Taisus as svar. But that's good for maybe the pshat in Taisus. Taisus says no. It's not auto busser becholov. It has nothing to do with. It's not a special busser becholov likudin. It's a generic svar that the nesar is mesayah to the oiser lesser. It's called a chaticha. But it's the oiser that asks, not the nesar. The tipa asks, not the busser. The pork asks, not the bean. This is a major thing. I think this has all kinds of repercussions. I don't know all the repercussions, but I'll tell you two things that come to mind. Go back to this, and I have this case. The Zayas of Bosa. The Zayas of Bosa. And you have the Zayas of Chalov. You cook them together, and then they fall into a pot, 60 gizeis of potatoes. So the Yisrael says, it's awesome. In order to be mutti, you need 120 gizeis. Just the Yisrael says. So it's a whole discussion. Why is this true? After all, the potatoes are mevatel tam of the basa, because there's 60 times as much potatoes as basa. They're mevatel tam of the cholov, because there's 60 times as much potatoes as cholov. So I don't have tam basa, I don't have tam cholov. Everything should be fine. So why is it awesome? So the Chavos Das says, apparently this is a general rule, when you have two Isurim, Mishenecho, you have to have one Isur, rather, with two different tastes, but it's basically one Isur, Basa B'Cholo. So you need to have Shishim connected. The Isur is not enough to have Shishim connected to Tav. And the Prima Godin says it's only been the Rabbonah, and we said maybe a Hesper, it's all to Mimino, you need 60 connected to Isur, not connected to Tav. And we talked about it. Chayin and the Chazni said, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is because Bosa v'cholov, the Torah asked the tam ha-meshutuf. So it's not enough to ask the tam bosa, not enough to ask the tam cholov. The bosa v'cholov together, I'm sorry, there's a new flavor over here. There's, you know, this new rocky road flavor, bosa v'cholov. So now we have to, it's not enough to be about the tam cholov or tam bosa, there's this new tam, bosa v'cholov. So that's what we have to be about. Basic question, how come nobody said chatich nasis in the veil? Why not? Well, maybe the pshat in the sefer had this poshut chatich nasis in the veil. Yeah, the cholov maybe you could be mevatel, but now the bosu was nasis in the veil, so you have to be mevatel both. How come nobody thought of that? Chatich nasis in the veil, poshut the answer. So the reason why nobody says that is because what does it help? Fine. So the bosu was chatich nasis in the veil would say that the bosu becomes also mitzar atzma. But we anyway knew that the bosu becholov, the bosu becomes also mitzar atzma. And the cholov becomes also mitzvah aspect. Why does that help? But the basa still tastes like basa, and the cholov still tastes like cholov, and I mixed it in with 60 potatoes, 60 kizaisim of potatoes, and I don't taste tam basa, and I don't taste tam cholov. Chaticha nas nevela is irrelevant. Chaticha nas nevela can say that the basa that mixed with the cholov, the basa is also mitzvah aspect. Like basa cholov, maybe it's not even a chiddush, maybe shari surim it's a chiddush. But that's all it would say. It would just say the basa of cholov is also mitzvah aspect. But what does it taste like? It still tastes like basar, and in potatoes it doesn't, and in 60 kizeis of potatoes, I don't taste it. And the cholov, maybe it's also mitzar atzmai, but it still tastes like cholov, and in 60 kizeis of potatoes, I still don't taste it. That's why nobody over here talked about that. Nobody thought that chatich nasis nevel has anything to do with this issur v'het. But the fi'ud toisus harosh, I think chatich nasis nevel has everything to do with this case. Because chatich nasis nevel says that the neser is mesayeh to the oiser shaloyli isvatel. So, if the neser is mesayeh to the oiser, not to be misvatel, note, even though by rights the oiser should be misvatel, but the neser is mesayeh to the oiser shaloyli isvatel. So maybe that's what the Yisrael had to say. The cholov would be bottomed with 60 potatoes. But that's the din of chatich nasis nevela, that the neser is mesayeh to the oiser. Then now it's two kizaisim. It's not misbach, and vice versa, because the cholov is oisah the basar, and the basar is oisah the cholov. And in each case, the nesar is mesayin to the oisah shalele is batal. I mean, here's a little bit different than the regular case. The normal chaticha nas nevela is that the nesar mitzad atzmoi has enough umph not to be misbatal. The oisah should be misbatal. The nesar by itself has enough. When the mino you miss in it, or more than shishim miss in it. So the powerful Nesar helps the helpless Oyser Shalayli Svatel. Here it's a little bit different. Here the Cholov by itself would be Misvatel. So let's call the Cholov the Oyser and the Bosser is the Nesar. Of course, this goes in both directions. So the Oyser by itself would be Misvatel, and the Nesar by itself would be Misvatel. So this is a different case a little bit. But nonetheless, maybe we can still say the same Yisai. Just like the Nesar can help the Oyser Shalayli Svatel when the Nesar has the power Shalayli Svatel, even though the Oyser doesn't. So in a case like this, that's the din of Chatich Nasin Nevela, maybe it's in Drabon, but that's the din of Chatich Nasin Nevela, that the Nesar helps the Oyser that even though the oyster by itself is only kezayis and it's not making time in the potatoes, but the neser helps it. It's misayeya. Maybe it's not mukhuf. I could hear it's not mukhuf. Maybe you only say the neser helps the oyster if the neser means that atzma can't be bought. Here, maybe that's not true. All right, that's the chiddush of this head. But upon him, maybe that's a chiddush. It's a chatikah nas nevelet to chiddush. It'll be in that gemina, the halacha, that on the one day it won't be limited to basar v'cholo, but it'll apply to shari surim also. But it will only apply to isurim that have a chatikah nas nevelet relationship. What if I just had two pieces of isur, the same isur, let's say, the same isur, but the one I didn't cook them together or anything. There was no isur and nesar. They just fell into a patch. Where mashal I have a, let's say I have basar nevela and shuman nevela. So it's the same mister, it's all this in nevela, but they taste different. This tastes like basar, this tastes like shuman. Assuming it's a different taste, which is maybe not true, but maybe it's not true, but just for a way of example. And then it's fall into a pot. So there's no chatikah nas nevela. The shuman never asked the basar never asked the shuman. They're just both nevelas. So then this din of Nisim had to maybe one apply. It's a din when the cholav and the basar have an oyser and neser relationship. So then there's a special din that since the cholav asked the basar already before they fell in, so the neser now is misayet to the oyser shaloi v'isbat. That's the din of chatikah nas in the bed. Since the cholav asked the basar, so now it's not enough to be mivatul cholav. You have to be mivatul both. I mean, it's not so far from the, again, even though it's not exactly the case of chatikah nas nevela, because by regular chatikah nas nevela, like I said, the neser has the power by itself, shalei lispatul. Here they have to join together, shalei lispatul. And who says they can't? But that maybe is the din of chatikah nas nevela. That when you have an oyser and a neser, the cholav and the basar were introduced to each other before, and they were cooked together before. So they asked each other before, so now there's an oyser and a neser, and that's the rule. When the cholav asks his basar, so now the basar becomes the misayeh to the cholav, shalei lispatul. And even though the cholav by itself is only one kezayis, but together with the basar, it's two kezayisim, and therefore it's not misbatul.
Didn't Tosfos Rosh limit the necessary Messiah the Oser to cases of Nisinas Tam? If there still wasn't Nisinas Tam with the Oser Netzer, so it wouldn't help.
Okay. But here there wasn't Nisinas Tam. The Chol and the Buster were cooked together. That's the case. The Chol and the Buster were cooked together first. That's Beferish in the Yisra Rabbin. If the Chol and the Buster fell in separately, then there's no problem. Then you can cook up the potatoes and it's not going to be Buster the Chol, because the Chol was bottled and the Buster was bottled. I mean, that's maybe even more self-evident. The case is where you cook the Chol and the Buster together, now you have Buster the Chol. They both have the same issue. But this basar v'cholov, part of it tastes like basar, part of it tastes like cholov. So he said, that's his thing.
Even with that tam, that's still with the 60, the problem is that if it's batal, so the chanan won't help either way.
If it's the chanan happened before it fell in. The chanan happened when the cholov and the basar were cooked together. So there was a now it became a chanan. The cholov asked the basar asked the cholov. Like tipus cholov, shenachol ala chaticha. That's before you mix it into the keter. Then you were near, and now you mix it into the kedera, but it's already chanan. So here as well, the cholav asked the basar asked the cholav. So it already became chanan. So now the cholav, from this point forward, the basar will help the cholav shalei lispatul. The cholav will help the basar shalei lispatul because they have an oisim and esim reciprocal in this case relationship, and therefore you know the cholav by itself wouldn't be batul, but the basar is misayeh to the cholav shalei lispatul. So I think it's a pesedu habam in this event. I think also there's a very nice relach. And Taisus is Yisrael. Taisus, we only say Chanan, but Rokim Shein, Issa Yochel Lachalach. Here's some Magen Avraham, or yes, Anam Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach. It's the Gale Meisah, this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach. Tov Samach Zayin. Simen Kotten Lamed Hey, the Magen Avraham brings Hagoyz Maimoni. Hagoyz Maimoni wants to be mechadish that by tzli of kochosh, not shaman, tzli of kochosh. The tzli of kochosh, how much does it ask? Where the tzli of kochosh? How much does it ask? That's so good. They klipa. What can they mitila? Machlekes the Rashi and Tosfos. But can they clip or can they not?
Also be kochosh.
What?
Also be kochosh.
Any kochosh, any issue kochosh, any issue that's not shomeng like a gid or whatever. Any issue kochosh, take a piece of chicken that's a treif, nevela, whatever, and you cook it in you sell it together with other things, and it only adds this chaylev is mefapeya, but things that are not chaylev, they're not shomim. They're not mefapeya. That's the enough shmul. Chaylev oichel like jemegiel to get sli only asks kedei klipa or kedei natil. Says that guy's maimini. The emes is that even by nisav kochosh, there's a piapua in the whole chaticha. But it's so negligible that it's bottle b'shish. But when it comes to Pesach, since Pesach chametz is not bottle b'shishim, so tzli even of kochosh asks the whole chatikh. So on Pesach, if you were tzli le chametz with kosher Pesach food, it would ask him not kedei kelipa or kedei netila, it would ask the whole thing, because there is a certain amount of piapua in the whole chatikh, even by kochosh, even by tzli of kochosh. It's just in normal halacha, we don't care, because that's so negligible. If it's not shomim, it's so negligible that it's bottle of the shishim. But on Pesach, if bottle of shishim doesn't work, so then even the tzli of kochosh asks the whole thing. At kandiria mogen avra. That's halacha lemaisa, this mogen avra. And on Pesach, the tzli of kochosh asks the whole thing. So ask the chavis to ask the kasha. Maybe somebody could figure out the chavis to ask his kasha. It's a kasha on Taisus. The Chavzda says from this moment of Rome is a kasha on Taisus. On Taisus you say. Why? What Taisus, yeah?
The Esser of the Kachosh wasn't able to travel to do the whole thing.
What?
The Esser of the Kachosh wasn't able to actually travel to the whole thing.
According to the moment of Rome, the Kachosh does travel to the whole thing. So therefore, what did Taisus say? Taisus says every time if you sell the tzli of Kachosh, so it asks the klipa, let's say, but that kedei klipa should ask the next kedei klipa, should ask the next kedei klipa. So and eventually the whole thing should be awesome. So Taisa said, no, since the iser by tzli of kochosh, since the iser doesn't go past the kedei klipa, eino yochel aluch. So since it's eino yochel aluch, it can't ask the whole chaticha. Es the chavas das. The field of mother of Rome is not true. Even by tzli of kochosh, it's mefakei into the whole chaticha. It's what to the shishim. But that's chaticha nas nevela. The kedei klipa should ask. Elamai, you told me. That's chatikha nas nevela. What's by tipus cholov? You don't have the cholov in the whole kneir is also bottle b'shishim. But since it asked the original chaticha, so the original chaticha now asked the whole thing. But only the makam shatipa yochel halach. Well, over here, according to the Magen Avraham, that's always the case. Even by sleep, the iser is yochel halach in the whole chaticha. Just that it's bottle b'shishim in the whole chaticha. But for now, we can deploy chaticha nas nevela. The first klipa was nesar al day the iser. Now past that, not so much iser goes by, and it goes. It's not so much issur gets past that. It's only a tiny, tiny, tiny piyapua, but there is some issur that's going through. So the issur is yochel halach. So let's say chaticha nas nevela, no chaticha. Now it becomes like a regular case of kippas cholov. So says the chavis as the chori see from Taisus that at least Taisus understood not like the aside of the agos maimon that tzli does not by tzli of kochosh the issur doesn't travel at all. Not just it's a little bit and it's negligible. It's ain't a yochel halach klal. Because if it was yochel halach klal, then it would be chaticha nas nevela, and the klipa would ask the next klipa and the next klipa, because the issur is being mispashed in the whole chaticha. Adkan the kasha of the chavis das. Smur the kasha. I think the feed the Taisus Harosh would have a Gvaldik Teretz. We need this picture, right? We need this little picture. So let's imagine the case. We have, what's that case of Gidin? Of Gid, I mean, the case of Gid, Agamar. So you have a Gid, and then Agamar, and the Mishnah also Gidim and Isin Tam. So you have this Gid of Isser. This is the Gid. And it asks Kedei Klipa. So Taisus asked, but there's another Kedei Klipa and another Kedei Klipa, so why do you keep saying Chaticha Nas Nevela? So Taisus said, no, you only say Chaticha Nas Nevela, but Mokam She'issa Yochel Lahalach. Here, the time of the gear only goes up to here, it doesn't go any further, so we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. That's the Taisus. Again, Esther Chavez Das, it's not true, the time of gear is metapay into the whole Chaticha. A little bit, but it's mefapeh in the whole chatikah, even by tzli of kochosh. So this picture's not going to help us. We need a more microscopic picture. Okay, we're going to blow it. We're blowing it up that more. Here's the gift. Increase the magnification. And here's the klipa. The gid is nice and tam in the kedei klipa, so we're going to call these little triangles. These are tam of gid, and they ask the kedei klipa. There's also some tam of gid that's mifapeya into the rest of the chet, but very little. There's some time get out there that's in Fafay in the whole Khatikh. What's the side of Tosis? The Nesar is Messiah to the Oyser, Shalai Lizlata. So, saying that. The Nesar is Messiah to the Oyser, Shalai Lizlata. Well, So in our case, let's say by Gid, I was saying the Kedei Klipa can be Misayaya to the Tam of Gid, Shelo Lisbata. Taisha says, but over here, when you get up to the next Kedei Klipa, what does it help that the Nesa, the first Kedei Klipa, is going to be Misayaya to the Tam of Gid, Shelo Lisbata? But there is no Tam of Gid going anywhere, so therefore there's nothing to be Misayaya. Kavazdas's question was, let's say if we're going to put it in these terms, but 1 second, but there are other pieces of Tam Gid, there are other particles of Tam Gid floating around in the Yerach. But those, so why can I say Kedei Klipa? But those little particles of Gid that are floating around, of Tam Gid that are floating around in the Mephapeya, these, did they answer the Kedei Klipa? No, because those few particles of Gid that are floating around are less than Shishim. They're less than Shishim in the whole Yerach. They're less than Shishim in the Yerach in the Kedei Klipa too. The Tam of Gid, the Piapu of the Gid, which is this negligible, only in Chomus do we even notice it, this negligible gaseous Piapu of Gid that's floating around in the Chaticha, it's less than Shishim everywhere. It's less than Shishim in the first Kedei Klipa too. What's Aser in the Klipa are the substantial number of pieces of Tam, particles of Tam, that are actually in the Kedei Klipa. And that actually Aser the Kedei Klipa. So though that Tam Gid that's in the Kedei Klipa, it had the effect of Aser in the Kedei Klipa can then misayeya them that they shouldn't be bottle if they would travel further. But they don't travel further because they only go Kedei Klipa. So in the language of the Tosfos Rosh, if we translate Tosfos into the language of the Tosfos Rosh, then the Chavos Das's kasha disappears altogether. Because it's not just an arbitrary rule. You only say Chanan if the Isser is traveling. Well, here there is Isser traveling, so let's say Chanan. The Tosfos Rosh explains the Oimek that there's no din of Chanan stamazay, that the heter is nepach lias osser. The din of Chanan is just that the Nesar is misayaya to the Isser. So the Nesa here is the first Kedei Klipa. The Oyser is the Tam of Gid that's in the Kedei Klipa, that Asa the Kedei Klipa. The Kedei Klipa can be Misayel, that Tam, if it would go on, would not be Misbatel. But that Tam doesn't go on. There may be other particles of gaseous Gid that are floating around in the air, but those aren't the particles that Asa the Gid, that Asa the Kedei Klipa. So they're not relevant. They're still not relevant to the Chanan. The point of Chanan is that the Kedei Klipa is not also mitzad atzmoi. The Kedei Klipa is just misayaya to the Tam Gid inside of it, that asid it, that it should not be bottled if it will go further and want to go beyond its, want to go out into the big world of the whole Yerach and really only be bottled. But now already the Kedei Klipa will be misayaya to Leilei Svata. But it's only these particles that asid the Kedei Klipa that are not going to be misfaked. But these other gaseous particles, they're irrelevant to the case. Now, Adayin, I mentioned earlier.
Why is it true that they're separate particles? How do you know that it just doesn't shoot out? It gets less and less as it goes on. And they're the same particles.
Well, so Yossi asking a question. 1 second. If there are particles of Gid that go out into the whole Yerech. So maybe some of these particles that are trapped in the klipa, maybe some of them also get out. Right? Why shouldn't some of them also? If there's this phenomenon that there's a certain amount of piapua that's happening in the whole Yerech, very, very, we don't normally detect it, but it's there. There's this background piapu in the whole Yerech. So maybe there's one or two of these little Kateklipa particles, we'll put a dot in them. Maybe there's this one. Maybe there's one little particle over here. Maybe it will go out and be Mefapea further. So why can't the Kateklipa be Misayaya, this one little particle, that it should not become bottle? The answer is, I don't know if this is a derech halim, but it's a derech of chemistry, but this is the aimel of the Hezirash. But just chashmig down. The answer is, this one particle of Tam Gid by itself, did it ask the klipa? Did it even have the kayach to ask the klipa? This particle of Tam Gid all by itself, it didn't have enough, it didn't ever ask the klipa by itself, because it's not enough to ask the klipa. This one little particle is batel b'shishim in the klipa too. What asks the klipa are all of these particles of Tam Gid together, which are nice and Tam in the Gid. So if you're talking about all of these particles together, that's the Tam that asks the klipa. If that Tam will then go out into the whole Yerech, so even though in the whole big Yerech it ought to be bottled, but since it was enough to ask the klipa, so the klipa will be mishayeyed shalaylis battle in the Yerech. But the Tam that asks the klipa for the most part is stuck in the klipa. What might get passed is a little bit of time, but that little bit of time was never enough to ask the klipa. So then it's not an oiser. Then it's not an oiser. The oiser, the neser is messiah to the oiser, but it has to be enough. There has to be enough chalav there that actually asked the. So like in the case of the tipas chalav, with the tipas chalav went into the first chaticha, it then percolates out into the whole kedera. In the whole kedera, it ought to be bottled. But that tipas cholov that's floating around in the whole kedera, the ought to be bottled in the whole kedera, was enough, if you collect it all and put it back in the chaticha, it was enough to ask the chaticha. So it is the oyser of the chaticha, so the chaticha is misayayat shalayla izbatu. But over here, the time that asked the klipa was the time that's made up of all of the time that's in the klipa. That wasn't batul b'shishim in the klipa, so asked the klipa could then be misayayat if it would go on further, shalayla izbatu. But since for the most part he can't go any further than the klipa, so even though there's a little bit in Hilchos Pesach, we would notice that there's a certain amount of penetration of piapur that's going on in the whole chaticha. But that piapur that's going on in the whole chaticha was never enough to ask the klipa in the first place. So if it was never enough to ask the klipa in the first place, then we're back to the din that ena oiser yochum. That so then the neser is misayet el oiser, but here the oiser is trapped. So it's like a whole new terminology of Chaticha Nasas. In this little Tosfos Rosh, it's a whole new terminology of Chaticha Nas Nevela. A lot of things look different. Yeah, I mean, if we look, maybe we'll discover other things that look different. But actually, the Heta looks different, and this Kasha the Chavas Das now looks different. We're not a Kasha anymore. So it's Mamish, this is a very interesting, very, very major Tosfos Rosh. So it comes out from this Tosfos Rosh, emerges, and Ka'omer, this might be Pshat and Tosfos. Then now this is Pshat and Tosfos as well. This is the Havon and Tosfos. The reason why, if it comes out here, but it's not like the Ran. The Ran of the Sur Chaticha Nas Nevel is based on Bosa B'Cholov. So presumably that's the logic of Bosa B'Cholov, that the Bosa became Bosa Mitzaratzna. Except in Midrash, it's only true by Bosa B'Cholov, Midrash Bonin is true by Shari Sur. And how can the Ran says Lashit Tosfos? So then who cares if the Chol, who cares if it's Yochel Lis Pashut? Who cares if the original answer is Yochel is Bashut? The whole word of the Chaticha Nas Nevela is that the Heter is Nepach Lias Osir. Yeah, maybe it does have to do with Nepach. Maybe the Ran does have to do with Nepach, for all I know. I think the Ran's from Yishayim, the whole from Nepach. But Akoponim, it's a Nepach kind of idea. Like even in the Bosser is Osir Mitzar Atzmai. So Chaticha Nas Nevela means that the beans become Osir Mitzar Atzmai. So the Ran Taki has some places. Who cares if this is Yochel Halach? So he has all different mahalach. It's only the rabbanon, model than basa b'cholov. By basa b'cholov, so mishkachas look at the klipos. So he didn't say it like a klip. But Tosfos Harosh, so maybe it's, presumably it sheds light on Tosfos. He understands that that's not the pshat in Chaticha Nas Nevela at all. It's not that the heter became also mitzaratzna. It's that the heter is misayeh to the oisah shalayli isvato. That's the vort of chaticha nas nevela. Mimela, it only makes sense if the oiser is here, just in danger of being misbatel, so the neser is misayeh shalele that it shouldn't be misbatel. But if the oiser is not here at all, because any yochel halach, the dam can't go up against gravity, and the git is only noisin tam at all in the kedek klipa, not any further. So the oiser is not here. When the oiser is not here, then the neser can't help it. So in the Mela, there's no dinu chaticha nasa es nevela. It's not as basu b'chaluk as far at all. It's as far in shari when in kolat perakula. It's true by basu b'chaluk too, because he holds that's what's going on by basu b'chaluk also. There's nothing special about basu b'chaluk. Again, because he probably holds that if the cholov would really be bottle, then the basu would become mutter. So you have to come on to this cholov turat kula de kasvara, that since the cholov asad the basar, so the basar is misayeh the cholov, shalayli is battle, and vice versa. And that's the place of Russian, and we stumble the places. Okay, ready to do that. Okay, let's go on in the bar. A few minutes, though, take a few minutes. So the Gemara had the story by Rav Yochanan in Kinnish the Demoin, different version of the story. Isha Tzoli v'Chelvoi, and he said Chelav Eichalek Shavagil v'Chelvoi. Kasha, why was in the Chepeya? First answer it was Kochlosh. Then there was another answer. It was Kulyo v'Chelvoi. It wasn't really a whole Gdi. It was only the Kloyus of the Gdi with the Chelav Gdi. So there's a Krum. So that's why he said that you could be Chelav Eichal. And then there was a third version of the story, that there wasn't a gid and there wasn't a chaylev. It was just some trefa fish with some kosher fish in a frying pan. And Rav Yochanan said, and Rav Yochanan never said be chaylev eichel. He just said give it to a guy to taste the chaylo, and that was the story. So yeah, we have to read for yes. So this version of the story has nothing in common with the story. There's no gdi, there's no chaylev, there's no chaylev eichel. So it's a whole different story. It's not a story about a gdi. It's a story about a fish. It's not a story about chaylev. It's a story about frying pan. It's not a story about being chaylev eichel. It's a story about giving a guy to a taste. So it's not a different version of the story. It's just a different story. So the Ritva says in the Chanam, it's not a different version of the story. This was another story that also happened in the Kedusha Demoin. Yeah, now he reads the Gemara. It's very strange, the Gemara. We'll see. So anyway, then the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Amar Reish, Havik Akashli. What's the nemanus of Kaila? What's it built on him? I see he's a guy. He's not. He doesn't keep kashrus. Why does he have a nemanus at all? So Rashi says, "Little make Kaila, but nachtum akum, yashmina the mutalis mechalul fitumay, v'lo yidiyush etzichem loy ledvaris sivehete." So Rashi says that the nemanus is based on Masich Lefitumi, and it has to be that it's Masich Lefitumi. You can't tell him, you have to somehow get him into a conversation. Don't tell him that it's important to you, because then Itaka has no nemanus. The nemanus is only Masich Lefitumi. The Shach asks in Tzadik Ches, which is the Gemara says elsewhere, that the din of Masich Lefitumi is only Nema Bei Yedesisha, Kilo Barabonim. By regularly assuming the rice, there's no nemonis of Masich Lefituma. So how do we rely on Masich Lefituma? So he says, well, Rashi maybe is Lishitos of the Tam Kikad Rabbanah, so it's only Nisad Rabbanah. Then you have to know it about Tamim Mamosha, then you won't rely on a Kaila, maybe in Chanan. Chari here was Tamim Mamosha, it was Dogim Tmeim together with Dogim Tahir. Chari, that's Tamim Mamosha. Unless they knew which are the Dogim Tmeim and they took them out. So now it's only Dogim Tahirim, but it's Tam, so that's not Tam Mamosha. Efshin. Others want to say that here it's better. That here, since eventually we're going to know if this is, eventually we're going to eat it. And if we eat it, we're going to discover. So it's a little bit of Milsa David with Luye. But Milsa David with Luye, that doesn't really help.
Let's
You can't say that it's also that we're mitzaref that he's nemed because it's a milsad davidi lugui. If he's lying, we'll find out. Because the whole point of Masicha Ketuma is that he doesn't think it's important to us at all. Yeah, a little bit the needs of Bila. Why? Unless it's Tanki Kedirabonim. Maybe that's the answer, Dr. Tanki Kedirabonim. But that's going to be very hard. It means we're going to have to say everybody who says that you can rely on Masicha Ketuma is going to have to hold Tanki Kedirabonim. That's a posh. The Rashba, the Mashal also holds like in this prat that you can rely on Sikh Lufutume, the Rashba agrees to Rashi. And the Rashba is not so sure the time keeps the Rabbana. The Rashba brings both sheep to the time. The Rabbana, the Raisi, not Machriya. I think somebody asked this question. I don't remember who. If you're going to connect the Rashi to Tam Kikah, the Rabbana, you're going to get in trouble in the other Rishon. The Rashba is not Machriya, the time keeps the Rabbana. He's Machriya, might be the Raisa. He's miracle out in terms of vice drashba. All the stodom, lukano, it's not machia. I think that's in my recollection. And he certainly doesn't pass in time keep the rabbonim. And yet he says that you can rely on the sikh lufituma. We'll see how he learns the chayil in a second, but the Rashba says you rely on the sikh lufituma. Yes, that's a shikula problem. How do you rely on the sikh lufituma? Again, maybe we'll say b'siyuah, the fact that it's milsa davidu l'gluya. I think that's hard to say. Milsa davidu l'gluya makes sense. He's not going to lie in something that we're going to find out if he's lying. That's only if it's the lie is important. So he knows we're going to say, what are you doing to us? But if he doesn't think that we're going to check it out at all, it's masich l'fitume, with taste that he doesn't think that we're interested in it because of... But that's also called the milsa davidu l'gluya. Maybe, yeah. Also maybe milsa davidu l'gluya. His masich l'fitume, he still doesn't want us to think he's an idiot. So... Any of them. But Akopan, Shitas Rashi, whatever it is, Shitas Rashi, is that the word of Kvela is that he's Masich Lefitum. So the Chor, if he's Masich Lefitum, why does he have to be a Kvela? Nachtem. Why does he have to be a Nachtem? Masich Lefitum, anybody could be Masich Lefitum. Why does he have to be, you don't need a chef to be Masich Lefitum. So the Chor of Shad is, I don't need him to be a Nachtem, I don't need him to be a chef for the Ne'amonos. I need him to be a chef for the mevinus that there's tamo beer. Like maybe if he's not a chef, he won't be able to tell if there's tam. That's the chor of the pashup shana rashi. That's the chor of the pashup shana rashi. That's what they say. The rashi holds you need him to be a chef for the mevinus. So the rashi says, yeah.
How would we catch him out? When we try, when we eat it, we might not divide.
Oh, you mean the time milsa david lugui? Yeah. It takes away from milsa david lugui if you need to be a chef to tell the difference. That's a good point. The Rashba has a different kasha than Rashi. He says, so that would mean that even, let's say by Truma says you don't need a kvela, Truma will give it to a kaya. So, but he has to be, he should also have to be a chef. Because if he's not a chef, how is he going to be able to tell? It's not mashma the Gemara that way. The Gemara says that you give it to a kvela, and he says, Bishlama Truma, Tarim Le Kayim. My answer is no, but you give it to a kvela. The difference is not a kvela versus a kohen. It's the difference between a goyish kvela and a Jewish kvela. He should say bishlam truma toim le kohen kvela. But what about basu becholav? And the Gemara should answer to toim le kvela nochri. That's not what it says. It says if it's truma, you give it to a kohen, and if it's not truma, then if it's basu becholav, you give it to a kvela. Smash with the kohen does not need to be a kvela. And the same thing later on, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbanan, Omer Rabbanan, the Taima of Omer Rabbanan, the Kvela. Taima is when you can taste it. And then Kvela is when it's Isser and you can't taste it, so then it's Kvela. Again, it's mashma that the Taima is not Kvela and Kvela is not Taima. The Kvela Taima also has to be a Kvela. You need a Jewish Kvela. That's what the Rashba's Chalak on Rashi. Yeah, the Fi Rashi needs a Hezman. Why does he want to use the language of Kvela when we're talking about a Goy? The Nemonis is also Sechlit Vitumah, not because it's a Kvela. The kvela is just for the mevinus. So just for the mevinus. So what's going on? So there's a me'iri. I don't know what he means. The me'iri says the kohen doesn't need to be a kvela because the kohen is rogel. He's rogel. He's rogel b'kach, and he therefore has avchon and tastes. I don't know what that means. He's ruggling what? I mean, he eats chumah all the time. Just eating chumah all the time. Chumah doesn't taste different than chulin. So why is he? Why is a kain a bigger maybe in taste than a yisrael? Unless maybe he means he's very sossum. Maybe he means that a kain is always ruggle. People come to visit him, and he's ruggle to be careful not to give him things that taste like the kedera of chumah. Only give him things that were baked in the kedera of chulin. So he's always tasting things to make sure that if there's the time of kedera in the thing or not. Because he doesn't want to serve chumah to his Yisrael friends. Maybe that's what he means. I don't know, any of that. Needs a husband. But Kapana, that's Shitas. That's Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is that Amonis of Fehlis M'sich L'Fitumah. Taisvis says that Amonis of Fehlis Akaz M'sich L'Fitumah, but rather because Uman L'Morim Nusa. His reputation, his professional reputation is on the line. So therefore, he's not going to lie to us. So nun emonis, umen le'mor amnus. The Ran also says like Taisus. The Ran, the lashon of the Ran is, therefore, he doesn't have to be mesiach l'fitumah. Lefi Rashi, he has to be mesiach l'fitumah. He says, lefi Taisus, no, this is sort of umen le'mor amnus, so he doesn't have to be mesiach l'fitumah. The Chayim of Bedayik in the Ran, the Ran is saying he doesn't have to be Mesiach Lefitumah, but he could be Mesiach Lefitumah. And that's a chiddush, because the Shach says, Shach is a very good thing, the Shach says that according to Tosfos, if he's Mesiach Lefitumah, it's worse. Because if he's Mesiach Lefitumah, he doesn't know that it's important to us, and if he doesn't know that it's important to us, then he doesn't feel that his reputation is on the line. No, he doesn't think we're going to taste it and see if he's right or wrong. He's just talking, talk is cheap. If he knows that it's important to us, then he feels we're coming to him for professional advice. So then it's umudai moram nusa. So the Shach says that lefi taisis davka mesich lefi tumay will make it worse. It has to be an umudai moram nusa. For umudai moram nusa, he has to know that we want it, that we really care. So it's almost the opposite of Rashi. So in the Ran, it's not the way. Because the Ran holds like taisis. And the Ran says, therefore, he doesn't have to be Mesiach L'Fitumah. But certainly, Mashma in the Ran, that if the Kfeilah was Mesiach L'Fitumah, it wouldn't make things worse. It wouldn't make things worse. It doesn't matter. If it's an Emonis, it's Uman L'Emorim Lusay, he doesn't need to be Mesiach L'Fitumah. The Pashtus in the Ran is, the Ran holds, that even if he's Mesiach L'Fitumah, he's a chef, and a chef is always, even he doesn't know that it's important to us. He's just talking, we get into talking by Stam what these things taste like, he doesn't know that we care. But a professional doesn't. A professional says what's really. A professional chef is not going to say that he doesn't. He's going to feel his reputation is on the line, even if he doesn't know that it's critical, that the information is important to us. Even if we're not consulting him professionally, he talks like a professional. That's his mashma right. And the Shach holds that way. The Shach holds that the whole nemonus of umud le'mor amnusay is when he's consulted as a professional. He's talking ex cathedra. But if he's just talking to him Samazay, he doesn't know that we're consulting him, so then there's no din of woman Leymar on the sick. But Kaigan says a very different thing, Kaigan Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says that nowadays we don't rely on a Kfeil. But that's why you never saw anybody rely on a. Chavis says you do, I don't know, maybe he's fine and do, but the Ramah says the meaning is we don't rely on a Kfeil at all. So the Pashup Shad in the Ramah is this Ogre, that we're Chayshish that nowadays, that nowadays they're going to want to mess us up and they're going to be mishaker even if there's Mesiach L'Fitumah or even if he's a woman, right? Just like, you know, the animosity became greater, so we don't rely on that they can tell us the truth even in the situation of a kveila. But Rabbi Kvege says that the reason why we don't rely on a kveila is because what works for Rashi won't work for Taisus, and what works for Taisus won't work for Rashi. No, this kveila, what is he? If he's Mesiach L'Fitumah, so it's good for Rashi, but it won't work for Taisus. And if he's not Mesiach L'Fitumah, then it's good for Taisus, but it won't work for Rashi. So we don't want to go into a Mechalikus Rashi and Taisus. So that's why we never give it to a kveila. Yeah, they ask him every kveila to give it to two kveilas. One will be Mesiach L'Fitumah, won't be Mesiach L'Fitumah, and then it'll be good. Right, maybe that we didn't. That they were afraid people wouldn't do, so they just said, let's not do kveilas at all. There's a third sheet which is Tosfos. I'm sorry, a third sheet which is the Rashba. The Rashba agrees to Tosfos pshat in the Gemara that kveila means because the nemanus of umud le'mor amnusay, and he's not Masich Lufri Tumah. Because the Kashla Yes and Rashi is if you need the Kfela for the Havchana, the big Mavinus and Tam, you have to be a big chef just to taste the difference, then the Kohen also have to be a chef and doesn't say that in the Gemara. Vice versa, when the Gemara says Kfela, it's looking for the Nemonis of the Kfela. And the Nemonis of the Kfela is Umar Maimar and Lusin. And therefore he does not need to be Masich Lufri Tumah. The Rashba says, but Masich Lufri Tumah by Shar Bnei Adam will also work. In other words, you can ask a guy off the street as long as he's Masich Lufri Tumah. But if he's not Masich Lufri Tumah, then he has to be a Kfela because Umar Maimar and Lusin. So that also is Shar Lechara. If the Pshat in the Gemara is that he's a Kfela and it's a Nehmanus of Umar Maimar and Lusin, then how do we know that Masich Lufri Tumah works? The Gemara says Masich Lufri Tumah only works by Eidus Isha. So Bishlama, if the Gemara says Masich Lufri Tumah works like Rashi, that's what the Gemara means. Kfela means Masich Lufri Tumah. So we'll say that here it's better. Maybe it's Musa Davi Lugluye. Maybe Tan Tikkad Rabbanon. We have a right to, if the Gemara says it, so we'll find an answer why it works. But if that's not Pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says Kfela, the Rashi also means what Taisa says it means. That he's not Masich Lufri Tumah and we're asking him professionally and this and that Monus of Umar Maimar Amnusin. So the Rashi is saying Misvara, even if he's not a professional. But if he's Masich Lufri Tumah, then Shab Me Adam Rosa Nevin. Where do you get it from? If you don't get it from the Gemara, then where do you get it from? No, that's difficult to understand. The last sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam says that you can ask a guy. He doesn't say he has to be a Kfela, and doesn't say that he has to be Masich Lufri Tumah. You ask a guy and finished. So two things. First of all, so what's the Nemonis? So what's happening to the Nemonis? If he's not, then this is not a Umar Leimor Amusay. And he's not a Masich Lufri Tumah, so why is he Neman at all? So that the answer in the Rambam, the answer is that it's a Milsa David Lugli. That he's going to say it doesn't taste like pig. We're going to taste it, then we're going to spare pig. What did you do to me? So then he's Neman. So that's the stomach of the Pshat in the Rambam. That the Rambam held, you don't need neither the Nemanis of Masich Lufri Tumah nor the Nemanis of Umar Leimor Amusay. You can ask a guy, it's a Milsa David Lugli, and you believe him. The Shai is, but the Gemara says Kfela. If the Rambam, why did the Gemara say Kfela? So, Mustama, the answer is the Gemara just says, deeper Bahira. And the easiest thing is to ask a Kfela, you into these things, but it's not a din, they have to ask a Kfela. It has to be a Kfela. It means you ask a guy. If the guy says he doesn't know, you'll ask a different guy. A Kfela will not. I thought maybe to be massive. The case in the Gemara of Rava's case of Kvela was a case of a pat. Kvela shebishul ba'basar lo yavashul ba'chalav. So Rava says, man toimle Kvela. The Rambam, when he says he asked a guy, he's not talking about cooking something in a pot. When I was talking about Stav Tarevis, you have a Ramesh Chaz, Chaylev, and it's mixed in the pot, and you want to know if is there a time Chaylev or not. So the Rambam says he asked a guy. So I thought maybe Poshav Shad, that the Rambam thought that the Gemara only talks about a Kfela because it's a case of a pot. And a pot is taka, a very hard thing to taste the difference. I can't taste the difference between something that was cooked in a milk of the pot. Something that was cooked in a flesh of kebab, and I doubt anybody else here could tell the difference either. I mean, maybe our pots are different. That's probably emes. The emes is our pots are probably different. Our metal is different than the metal in the time of Chazal, and we don't cook in earthenware pots, and that's probably the it's just the mitzvahs. That's the emes. But nonetheless, I could certainly hear that this idea that the pot is belay and the pot is pola, that's a very dakistic thing. So that the Gemara talks about a kfela. Again, not because it's halacha. If it'd be halacha, the Rambam would have to bring it. It's not halacha. It's a dibur that the Gemara say, who's going to be able to tell the difference between a milcha kabbat and a fleshy kabbat? About it, you have to get a guy who's a maven. I mean, you don't have to get a guy who's a maven. You can ask a guy off the street. He won't know. So you have to find the guy who can tell the difference. Who can tell the difference? A kfela. Because it's not a halacha, because the Rambam, if it would be halacha, the Rambam would say it. But the Rambam holds it just, the Gemara says a kfela because who could tell the difference? What do you mean who can tell the difference? So you can't tell the difference if there's chaylev in the tafshil or not. If there's pepper in the tafshil or not, you can't tell the difference if it tastes like pepper or not. If it tastes like, I can tell the difference if there's, you can tell, the teres is when the worst one made k'teira. K'teira. Most people can't tell the difference between a milcha kabbat and a chlesha kabbat. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, mistama the case is that it's a kfela will be able to tell the difference between different paths. That's my theory. I'm just seeing derech,
speculation. But if this is right, I mean, I just have it sits well by me. You see, the Ram held the Kfeil is not a din, because that's for sure he doesn't bring it. He says he asked a guy. So obviously the Ram thought Kfeil is just normally. Who do you ask? He asked a Kfeil. What do you mean normally ask a Kfeil? Why can't you ask anybody? People could tell the difference. The answer is no, but it's a pot. The pot is talking, not so posh. I think which makes sense. The only thing is, Rava talked about a case of the pot, but Rabbi Yochanan's case was Kilchis Be'ilfis. Kilchis Be'ilfis, Rashi says, was trefa fish with kosher fish. That's not a pot. So, trefa fish with meat. Rashi was trefa fish with meat. So you give it to somebody to taste, is it fishy? So that's not a pot. So what do you need kfeila for? And Rabbi Yochanan said, litame kfeila. Here we have a case of mamish fish with meat. So what do you have to give it to? So why did Rabbi Yochanan say give it to a kfeila? Rabbi Yochanan said give it to anybody off the street. They'll be able to tell. Does this meat taste fishy or not? So I have a theory, we be emily, that the Rama has a different shot in kilchis but ilfis. Ilfis is a frying pan. I mean, that's ilfis is a frying pan. Kilchis is dog and tomato. Shek is dog and tomato. So it doesn't say that there was meat over here. Rashi rejected that there was meat, because that's the case. They cooked up fish in a pot, in a frying pan, and what was in the frying pan? There was meat. Rabbeinu Geshen said there was kosher fish. I think the Rama learns different shot in the case. The case is that they were cooking in the gdi in the frying pan, and but before that they had cooked treif of fish in the frying pan, and the shaila was, can you taste the treif of fish that was cooked in the frying pan later in the gdi? And Rabbi Yochanan said lita mekfela. So it's vayter case of the frying pan. The ikka here is the frying pan. That's what's ilfus. The ikka here is the frying pan. The revach would be that that's the Dennis Taka. It's then I understand why it's connected to the story with the various versions of the story in the Bechon. The Ritvis Kashi, what does that have to do with it? It's a whole different story. The Bechon story is with the Gdi and with Chalev, and here it's not a Gdi and it's not a Chalev, it's fish with meat. So what does that have to do with the Bechon story? If I'm right, I'm way off in speculative territory over here. But if this is how the Rambam learned the Gemara, then it's much more gishmak that it could haka be. Rabbi Yochanan went to Knishta de Ma'ayin and they asked him about a gdi, and he said that it's mutter. So what was the story? What's wrong with the gdi? So there was one version, first version, that it was gdi shetzoli b'chelboi, and then it says no, it wasn't really a gdi, it was the klayus of a gdi. And then the last version, it was a gdi, and the problem wasn't the gdi itself. The problem was they cooked the gdi in a tray for frying pan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, let them make fame. But it's already could be a hemshich in the story. Akapanim lahalacha. Just know, shita saram is you don't have to be neither. It doesn't have to be neither mesiach lufitumah, nor does he have to be a professional umen legaram nusay. He just has to be a guy. Any guy is neman, presumably with nusa David the legluy. Why didn't I say kfeila? Yeah, the easiest person to ask is a kfeila, but he'll give you an answer right away. Otherwise, you're going to have to go ask 10 different people in the street until somebody can tell the difference. Frat, if the whole case is a frying pan, so then it's more gishmak. Why they went looking for a kfeila? Because the average person would say, I don't know. It's not a din. If you give it to a Simon person who says that he does know, then he would be an eminem also. Yeah.
So the case where we say Rashi says it's dag and basar,
Yeah. Doesn't
the other shita say dag tame and dag tahor?
But then again, so
maybe that's why the Rambam. So maybe that's why the Rambam.
No, but what would that help? It's still a regular. It's a regular blia. The whole thing I want to say in the Rambam is that the Gemara talked about a kfeila because it's talking about blias of pots already. You ask a kfeila. It's something one way or another. That's for sure. The Rambam learned that the kfeila over here is just it's a milsa de shchicha
nafka. Why does it matter if we're going to find out that he was lying? If his goal is to mess us up by making us betray him, he succeeded.
I think his goal is to mess us up and we shouldn't know about it. First of all, it's not so clear to me what's the chisar nemanus. Is the chisar nemanus he's going to want to mess us up? Or is the chisar nemanus that he doesn't care? Not important to him. He doesn't keep kosher. He doesn't think it's such a big deal. So he'll say whatever, he'll say whatever b'dedamila. He'll say without really being certain. Not that he's deliberately trying to mess us up. I thought maybe that's even the pshat in the Ramah, that nowadays we don't rely on it. Maybe that's the pshat. In the time of the Gemara, the chashash was just, it's not important to him, and he doesn't have, A, it's not important to him, even without it not being important to him, he has no nemanus. Nemanus is a din. Not everybody. You need to be a kosher. You need a certain amount. Erechad kosher neman bisurim is also if he's well, it doesn't have the normal psuliedos. But somebody who's not neman al adover doesn't have erechad neman bisurim. Somebody who doesn't keep kosher is not neman. And even if he's not trying to mess us up, it's not important to him. So he's not going to. So maybe. But nowadays we think they're deliberately trying to mess us up because now there was all this Christian Jewish hostility. So maybe that's Pshat Neramos. So nowadays, it doesn't help that it's Mesiach Lepitumay or Umanay Marmus against trying to mess us up. Maybe it's not enough. But Akoponim, so that's just by itself is not. I forgot what you asked. What the question was.
Why would it matter if we're going to catch him?
Oh yeah. So if it's not that he's trying to mess us up, so then I understand. So he might not. He'll tell us what's convenient. But if he knows we're gonna taste it and see that he's not telling the truth, then it's different. And number two, even if he's trying to mess us up, and maybe he's only trying to mess us up if he doesn't think he's gonna get caught. But if he thinks he's gonna get caught, then we're gonna beat him up. So then he won't mess us up. Okay.
Another question on this. Why? Makes you think that it's not really just each thing. You make